Om Shanti. This is the audio version of the article, Eight Powers of the Soul through Raj Yoga, presented to you by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. To read this article or listen to many more such audio articles, log on to our official website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. We now have realized the self as an eternal soul who takes a body as a medium to perform actions and enjoys its results. Now understand further the fundamental properties of the soul, that is, what are the spiritual powers present in the soul through which we maintain the journey of our life. These are power to accommodate, power to tolerate, power to pack up, power to face, power to discriminate, power to judge, power to cooperate, and power to withdraw. First, let us discuss power to accommodate. The power to accommodate is the ability to accept the presence, ideas, nature, and desires of others. As water accommodates according to the shape of the container, and river accommodates as per the shape of the path, it teaches us to fit in all situations and yet remain original or pure. It teaches us to mix and adjust with others in all situations of life. It needs the virtue of acceptance for everyone as they are. We all are unique. Next is the power to tolerate. The power to tolerate is the ability to manage difficult situations positively, yet not be affected by them. Power of tolerating internal and external challenges. This is one of the most special and useful powers of the soul. Use this power to live a happy life, free from conflicts in relationships. To tolerate means to remain in peace with any situation we face. There is a positive way to think about it. Tolerating doesn't mean just not to speak or react. It means to respond in the right manner, such that we should not give any pain or hurt to the other person. This power includes tolerating bad words or a bad atmosphere. Moving forward, we have the power to face. The power to face is the ability to confront and resolve external and internal obstacles, tests, and challenges. Power to face challenges and people's negative behavior. This is one step further of power to tolerate. On one hand, we can tolerate the wrong, and on the other, we convey the truth that we hold, but in a peaceful way. This is the power to face challenges in life. Be brave and cross the difficulties. This power only comes when there is truth in our heart and our actions are righteous. Power to pack up. This is our ability to bring things to an end and stop wasteful thinking. Power to stop a negative thought, word, or action immediately. Pack up and move ahead instantly. This power requires the practice of detachment. We hold ourselves back for the comfort of our mind or our heart. We want to live life the same way every day. But change is indeed the law of nature. Thus, we must practice this power to gather what we have now and move on ahead in the life. The power to discriminate. This is our ability to separate what is true from what is false, to differentiate between things, what is right and what is wrong. This is the most basic question which comes across while taking a decision, whether small or big. When we discriminate between them, only then we can make the right decision, isn't it? Even with two right ways, we may need to decide the best way. This is indeed a deep reflection of our human birth, that we can take conscious decisions, decide our doings, and thus shape our future. The next comes the power to judge. This is the ability to assess our choices, decisions, and actions ourselves and in others. Judge means to decide what is right and what is wrong. God says, become your own judge. When we judge ourselves, it is an opportunity to change and not to repeat the same mistake next time. When we practice this, we are subconsciously shaping our intellect. We are telling our mind and senses what is right to do. It is also a power to judge other person's character and thus avoid getting into a relationship with the wrong person or avoid being cheated. The next is the power to cooperate. This is our ability to give attention, time, experience, and wisdom in the service of others and to work alongside them, helping others to go ahead and overcome their weaknesses or life challenges. Or when we are in a group working for a common purpose, we all need both power to accommodate and power to cooperate. In this godly mission also, we all cooperate towards bringing the new world of happiness. Everyone has a purpose to live, and they are just doing their part in this world drama. Become egoless, remain humble, and only then you will adjust and cooperate with everyone. Last but not the least is the power to withdraw. This is our ability to step back and disengage from the world around us for a moment or so. Detachment means awareness that I am separate from my body, my role, and my responsibility. We thereby would see things in the right perspective, take accurate decisions, and not suffer pain or cause pain to others. Let us be aware. I, the soul, am playing the role of a parent, a spouse, a child, etc. My job is only a medium to earn and feed myself and my family. Whatever may be the role, my original nature is peace, love, purity, and happiness. I respect every other soul in the world. These virtues should reflect in every role that I play. I am a soul, and I am interacting with other souls playing different roles. We all are actors in this great world drama play. This was the audio version of 8 Powers of the Soul through Raj Yoga Meditation, presented to you by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. To read this article or listen to many more such audio articles, please log on to our website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. Namaste.